Today's shiur has its toichen wrapped around many varied makoros. Beikar, I wanted to explain what the going means that Mishlei has a connection with Shir HaShirim. Pasuk that begins Perek Yud of Mishlei, Mishlei Shloimei, Bein Chacham Yisamach Ov Uvein Ksil Tugasimoi. The Bir Agra, Mishlei Shloimei, Shloimei Hu Shalem Hei. The letters of the name Shloimei make up the word Shalem with a Hei. Shebiyomav Hoysa HaHei B'Shleimus. That I'm not going to go into. He means one of the Heis of the Shem Havaya, but we'll leave that for perhaps some other time. But the next thing that he says, Umishlei Hushalem Yud Hu Chachma Shloimei. So we have to know what is Shalem Yud, Mishlei, Mem Shin Lamed, is Shalem Yud. What he's driving at is that if you look at the word Shloimei and look at the word Mishlei, you'll notice an interesting thing. That three of the letters they have in common, the Mem, the Shin, and the Lamed. What's the difference between the two? Shloimei ends with a He, and Mishlei ends with a Yud, Yud K. So we will not discuss that, but I just wanted to point out to you that that is what the Goyin is driving at. But the next Vaseifa Zehu Besaid Adas, we learned last time, Huneged Musa Sha'ama Betchila Saseifa Mamush, Kiyama Sham Gimul Dvorim, Chokhma Musa Lohavinim Rebina, Vama Kenegdon Gimul Mishlei. There are three Chalokim to Mishlei, Hu Mishlei Azeh, the middle Chalok that we are now beginning, Chalok Yud, Huneged Musa, Ulechain Kan, Alpiroi, Bechol Posuk, Bezin Yonim, Dovo Vihifucho, each and its opposite, beside Eitz Hadas Toivara. We spent a lot of time on that last time. The next thing that he mentions is what I wanted to emphasize today. V'ramaz b'shir ha'shirim gam kein al mishlei. K'mo she'kosuv u'lecho yushulam nedel. V'haynu shir ha'shirim k'mo she'omru b'zoy ha'chodosh. She'roshe teivos shal adalet psukim orishoinim hu yushulam v'hein oisi ois mishlei. Now, be'etzem, if a person would see this, he would want very much to go weiter. Because what is the going talking about? But I'd like to show you what he's saying, a little bit of an elaboration. First of all, it is a fact that the first four letters of the psukim that begin Mishlei, Shir HaShirim, are the letters Mishlei. Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shloimei, that's Yoshin. Yishakeni is the Yud. L'reyach is the Lamed, and Moshcheni is the Mem. So if you take those four letters together, you have the Oisiyos Mishlei, and also, of course, the Oisiyos Yeshulam, which is the same thing. In the Zohar Chodosh, he says something. We don't really understand it until we explain it and elaborate it. The first footnote. And that's the Zohar that the Goin brings Uksiv Lachodu Mio Tehila. David Malko Hu Yoda Beruach Kutcha Dizdamin Shir Da Lizgal Yoba Alma. David HaMelech knew in Ruach with Ruach HaKodesh that there's going to be a Shir that's going to be revealed to the world. For Omar Shir Dizdamin Lizgale, that song which is eventually going to be revealed Lachodu Mio. It remains silent with you. Iyu b'chashoy. The less reshu, there is no permission, lizgalya tushbach dodo. There's no permission to reveal this shevach. Elu tushbach do utfilo do elikim b'tzion. Kad isbenei b'magdisha. De iyu l'kobel magdisha iloha, kedein l'cho yishulam neder. So he says that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, that Beis HaMikdash Lamato, which is connected Beis HaMikdash Lamala, that's when this song will be revealed. And he concludes, Kedain, this is what it means, L'cha Yishulam Neder. The Zohar Chodesh is based on a Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Samachei Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk says, L'cha Dumiyah Tehillah Eleikim B'tzion Ulecha yishulam neder. So there is a shtickle stira here, it seems. We all know Nedarai Lashem Ashalem Negdono Lechol Amoy. We have a pasuk in Hallel which says that the fulfillment of Nedarim, the bringing of the Nedarim and Nedavos to the Beis HaMikdash, was always accompanied by great public expression. When we make a Birchas HaGoymel, it has to be Bifnei Asara. All Shir and Tehillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kiddush Hashem that is revealed to everyone. So this pasuk, Ulecha Yishulam Neder, means Be'izgalya, it should be revealed. But on the other hand, the first half of the pasuk says, Lecha Dumiya Tehillah. The Shevach is the silence. So how do you reconcile that? The answer is, and this is what the Zohar Kadosh means, and what the Radak says in the Nigla Shabbai, which we will see momentarily, that this Shir, which is hidden today, will be revealed when that Neder will be completed, La'asid Lavai. In other words, the Pasuk is saying, today, tomorrow. Today, L'cha Dumiya Tehillah. Tomorrow, L'cha Yishulam Neder. David HaMelech says, today, the Shevach has to be hidden. It remains with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tomorrow, the Shevach will be revealed to the whole world. So what is the Nakuda here, says the Radak? Hamizma Hazeh Nema Al Hagolus, the first Radak. I brought you two pieces from the Radak, two psukim back to back. The second pasuk, right after Lechodumiyah Tehilo, pasuk Gimel, Shoimea Tfilo Adecha Kol Basa Yavo. So the first Radak says, Hamizma Hazeh Nema Al Hagolus, Dumiya Inyon Teicheles. Yearning, it's very interesting. He learns that the Mia does not mean just plain silence. It's a silence which has a fervent hope attached to it. It's a yearning that's internal that cannot yet be expressed. It's like when you're pining away for something and you want it very badly, but it's not in front of you. So you have nothing to say because you have nothing to show for it. But the dream, the hope, the aspiration, the yearning, the pining, it's all there. And that's Dumiya according to the Radak. Doim Lashem v'hischoil eloi. He brings a number of psukim himself. And then he says, Omar, l'cha miyacheles ha-tehila she-te-ome l'cha b'tziyon b'kibbutz galiyos. That song, which is eventually going to be recited and expressed publicly, when? B'kibbutz galiyos, la'asid lavai. That song is waiting and yearning and pining for its expression. L'cha miyacheles ha-tehila she-te-ome l'cha b'tziyon b'kibbutz galiyos. U'l'cha yishulam neder. Nidrei hazvachim shenoidrim b'nei hagolus im yeshivei makel l'tzion yishulamu loch sham beveis hamikdosh. That those promises that Klal Yisrael has dreamed and aspired to eventually should come, the Geula Shleima and all the karbonos that they will bring, this is something that will be fulfilled eventually. L'cha yishulam neder. The next pasuk it says, Shoimea tefila adecha kol basa yavol. Says Shomei HaTefila. Who's the Shomei HaTefila? The Ribbono Shel Olam. Adecha, towards you. Kol Basar Yavo. Interesting, Basar means always the whole world, not just B'nai Yisrael. So he says, V'shamti Shomei HaTefila. K'al HaGolus Ne'ama Stam Tefila. V'sham Adecha Kol Basar Yavo K'mo She'oma Yavoi Kol Basar L'shtachvois L'fonai Omar Hashem. He says, V'adoini Ovi Zal Pirish L'cha Dumiya min loy doma elav. Kloima l'cha levadcha te'ois ha-tehila she-mahalulim l'cha. Ki yoysa yesh b'cha mimash mahalulim b'olach. Avu mash mahalulim ben odom b'gvurosoi b'ashur b'chachmosoi ein ha-tehila shleima b'oi. Ki ein ha-tehila leben odom b'loy kaza. V'yesh mefarshim Dumiya in yun shesika min al domi loch v'al titani domi loy. V'tzayni loyma nishtatiko ha-tehila loch neged polecha ha-tzumim shaloi tasigecho ha-tehila v'arei ki'ilu nishtatiko v'ki'ilu eina v'tam b'tziyon k'shom ha-yisa loif ha-tehila b'shirum nevolum b'kinoilis. V'tam choy shulam neda, akein kiloy tasik choti losam, yishalmin didreim bitzvochim, v'hoysif al hamahalalim. So he gives a number of other pshatim, which is in the words dumiya, one from the Lashon Doima to be comparable. In other words, there's no one that the Shevach should match, because every time there's a Shevach to a person, to a human being, there's always some Sheker in that Shevach, because he's not perfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, so whatever Shevach you will use will always match, will always fit. It won't be enough, but it certainly will not be excessive. The other pshat of Dumiya comes from the word silence. Doimein. Now, the Radak has already given us three pshatim. Interesting, he gave his own pshat in the previous pasuk, and then in pasuk Gimel he adds the pshatim from his father. But the pshat that he gave, Dumiya, is a yearning and a pining away. Towards the middle here, where I stopped, he says as follows. Amar David, ubedrash meforish oisa beloshin bederach tmiya. Amar David, l'cha dumiya tehila, yochol ata lodoim. Hakoyol nisnoistim l'cha tehila, va'ata doimeim shedoimemes betziyoim. Shenema, koyol nosnu beveis Hashem kiyoy moyed. Pasuk in Eich, of course. Umar koyol, shamu yodeinu roma, v'loy Hashem po'al kol zois. V'omar eil, hei moitzuch asayu boi. Hei nosnu koyol, v'ata doimim. Ata doimim, v'ani doimim. Shenema, doim l'Hashem v'ischoy l'loy. Shemea tfilo adecho kobosu yavoyu. Tfilo is kobosu ato shemea, v'shalonu ein ato shemea. L'cho yishulam neda, melech basav adam yochel lishmoya mishnayim ashloisha vein yochel lishmoya min hakoyl. Aval ato shemea tfilas kol basa ke echod, kol echod mispal l'shaloi. Tfilas kol basa ato shemea, v'shalonu ein ato shemea, ki gam ki azak v'ashaveya sosam tfilosi, sa koysa be'onan loch me'avo tfila. Omalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'atem mevakshim she'emchel, shkogoy say zedoynois. Amu lefona veinu mevakshim leshkogas lezedoinus leitalumais ella divrei avoinus gavru many psha'enu ata techaprein. It's a very interesting medrash. Perhaps we'll have a chance to be ma'ayin in this medrash al reka what we are saying a little bit later. But what we see from the Radak, and particularly the Radak in Pasuk Aleph, is that when the Pasuk says l'chadu miya tehila, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a shear that needs to remain silent yet, but it's going to come to its full expression, la'asid lavoi, and then it will be, if you continue the next pasuk, not just l'cha yushulam neder, but shemeya tfilo adecha kol basa yavo. In other words, there's going to come a time when kol basa yavo kol basa l'shtachvois lefanai. And that is going to be the time that the shir comes to its vocal expression, even though that same shir remains silent now. What shir are we talking about? And that's what it says in David HaMelech in the Zohar Chodosh, and that's what the Goyin connects to the word Mishlei. Remarkable. Ma inyan shmita etzel ha-sinai. What is the word Mishlei? The fact that Yeshulam has the oisiyos of Mishlei nu is vas, it should be l'chayre regarded as a sheer coincidence. L'chay yishulam neder, says the Goyim, dahainu shir ashirim, k'ma shekasa b'zayah chadosh. And the Rashi Tevos of the first four psukim are yishulam, which is also oisiyos of Mishlei. So the Goyim's stepladder here is very fascinating. He says as follows. The pasuk says l'cha dumiya tehila u'l'cha yishulam neder. The Zayah Chodosh connects this to a shir which is, needs to be remain silent and then eventually will be expressed in its fullest measure. The Goyin says that shir that they are talking about is shir ashirim. But shir ashirim itself is connected to Mishlei in the same oisiyos of yishulam, because yishulam, which is the first four letters of shir ashirim, in the Psukim, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, the first Isaiah's form, Yeshulam, also, of course, are the four letters of Mishlei, which begin the three Chalokim of this Sefer. And Memela, there's a very enigmatic connection between Shir HaShirim and Mishle, and a connection between Shir HaShirim and the Pasuk L'cha Dumiya Tehillah U'L'cha Yishulam Neder. What is that connection? In order to understand it, I wanted to point out to you a Rambam, a very well-known Rambam. The Rambam says, you know, the Rambam has a Sefer, the 14th Sfarim. Mada is the first. Mada, as the word expresses, relates to the knowledge of Hashem. Included in Mada are many inyonim, but the last section of Mada is Hilchos Tshuva. And the end of Hilchos Tshuva brings Sefer Mada full circle from the beginning till the end. I didn't bring you the last two halachas, because it's not Nageya to Inyonenu. I brought first the first three halachas. In this 10th perek, Al Yoima Odom Hareini Oisem Mitzvahs HaTorah V'Oisek B'Chochmosa Kedei She'akabel Kol HaBrochei Saksuviz Bo Oy Kedei She'ezkel Chayei HaOilam Abo. A person is not supposed to be, as it says, Al Ti Tiyu Ka'avodim HaMishamshim Es HaRav Al Menas L'Kabel Pros. Don't look for rewards. Don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the servant who expects to get a reward. A person should not say that the reason that I'm doing the mitzvahs of the Torah and Isaac in the knowledge of Torah, Kedei She'akabel Kol HaBrochos HaKsuvos Bo, either to receive the rewards that are mentioned in the Torah, or Kedei She'ezkeh L'Chayei HaOlam Habo. And by the same token, he should not say, Ve'efrosh Mino Averos She'ezhira Torah Mehen, I will refrain from doing the Loisaseh, the Averos, because I will then be saved from all the klolos, she'enotzel min haklolos haksuvos b'Torah. Oh, kedei shelo eikores mechayoy lamabo. Ein roi lavedes Hashem al derech hazeh. She'oived al derech hazeh, hu oived meyira, ve'enoy malas ha'neviyim v'loy malas ha'chachomim. Vein oivdim Hashem al derech zeh la'ami oretz v'anoshim v'aktanim she'mechankenoysen lavid meyira, Ad shatir bedaiton v'yavdu me'ava. The people who are unlettered, people who are not yet mature enough, whoever it is, those people have to begin with yira. But it's not the last stop. The slow transformation of avodas Hashem from yira to ava. Just want to make a parenthetic remark here. There is avada gevis ava, a higher madrega than yira. A person who does meyira out of fear, even out of awe, is not the same level as somebody does out of ava. There is, however, a caveat here that's very, very important. And that's why the Ribbono Shlom said to Avraham Avinu, Ati Adati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata. You'd expect by this nisayon of the Akedah, he should have said, Ki Oyev Hashem Ata. Why does it say Ki Yirei Elokim? And the answer is that there are really three stages. There's the stage of plain yira. That's a lower stage. Halavai, we should be on that stage. But it's a lower stage. Then there's the madrega called ava, which is on top of yira. Finally, there's a madrega of yira that's on top of ava. And let me explain. Ava has alamailas, except for one. And that's why you need the yira that's on top of the ava. What is that maila that ava is missing? Ava puts the oyhev in the driver's seat. And when you love the Ribbono Shlolem, you can't be in the driver's seat. The Ribbono Shlolem has to be in the driver's seat. What do I mean that the oyhev is in the driver's seat? Because what's compelling, the force that's driving the oyhev, is the ava that's in his heart. In other words, the measure of things is the person. For example, a person falls in love, and then for whatever reason, he falls out of love. All of a sudden, the perceptions, the attitudes, the commitments, the bestowing of gifts, it all falls apart. Why? The person who is the object didn't change a kiyuzeh. The reason is because the ava is triggered by my own feelings, my own emotions, my own sensibilities. When I see things a certain way, all of a sudden, a person just got a tremendous raise. He walks out of the offices into the hallway where the elevator is, and people are coming out from different offices, different companies, and whoever he sees, "How are you? It's so nice to see you. What's the chat?" Yesterday he wasn't like that, and a few days later he's not going to be like that either. The Torah says he's so primed by that tremendous sense of success, that tremendous happiness, that joy inside of him, that he sees everybody in a certain light. But they are not the recipients of his love because of their inherent value. They don't get a new Baruch Habor Shalom Aleichem because they became suddenly special. Be'etzem, it's because he is happy. He is satisfied. He is on top of the hill. That's why he feels that way. And Memela, he acts that way towards others. And Ohev is in the driver's seat of the bus. And if he turns the bus in this direction or that direction, the Ribbono Shel Olam is sitting in the back of the bus and he goes with him in this direction and in that direction. But that cannot be, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is the master of the universe. Memela, you need a darga called Yira that is on top of the Ava. It's an Ava that always says, but you are the driver of the bus. And that Madrega, by the way, expresses itself v'dafka as I believe the Hamik Dover says this pshat, an ati yadati kirei lekimata. He says, Avram Avinu was so intimate with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam calls Avram Zera Avram Ohavi. One person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he is my Ohev. And that person could call up all kinds of credits. If you are the prince of the realm, you can speak to the king in a different way than if you are an Eved in a far-flung part of the empire and you have no shaykhus, and all of a sudden there's this big gzeira that goes out against that Eved. And the Eved feels helpless, and there's no petition, there's no recourse, because there's absolutely nothing that that Eved can do. He has no shaykhus to the king. But if it's not the Eved, if it's a Sar, if it's an Adam Gadol, if it's somebody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Ohev, he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I've been with you through thick and thin. Ribbono Shel Olam, I brought so many people closer to you. Not a pips. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go, he goes, like the soldier, the common foot soldier. And he has no claims on anything. That's a yira that transcends Ava. And you find this Madrega with many tzaddikim, even tzaddikim that we almost touched. The Chafetz Chaim was such a yid. The tremendous, tremendous Ava, but you see, this incredible musr that comes out, the yira shamayim, is noyiv oyim. That is the nekuda, that caveat that I wanted to tell you. That when you learn this Rambam, you should not think that Ava means that we are in control. We are never in control. We're never the balabas. The balabas remains the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that Ava is inside that context, always. That's why the Rambam said that this Madrega is not an easy Madrega to arrive at. A lot of people confuse this Madrega with positive feelings for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know, like the Chazon Ish says, L'gabei Bitochon, when things go good, everybody's happy with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When things don't go so good, it's not so easy to be an Ohev. You say, Ribbono Shel Olam, why are you doing this to me? And therefore, the midah of Ava and Avodah Me'ava is a very... So the Yore says, whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing to me, but I better behave, because otherwise I'll get more, even more patch, and even more gazettes didn't go cup. You understand? So that nekuda of Ohev, that a person does it Me'ava and not Me'ira, that's a tremendous madrega, because it requires the Yira that transcends the Ava. If you allow me to continue here, the next halacha, ha'oyved me'ava, oisik b'toyru b'mitzvahs v'hoylach b'nesivis ha'chochma lo mipnei dover ba'olam. Not for any ulterior reason at all. Whatever reason you can conjure up, he does not do it for ulterior motives. V'lo mipnei yiras ha'ra, V'lo kidei lirash ha-toiva. Elo oisa ha-emes mipnei shu emes. V'soif ha-toiva lovoi b'glol. Avada this toiva. But he doesn't do it for the toiva. He does it because it's the right thing to do. He does it because Hashem commanded. He does it because he wants to fulfill the ratzon ha-boirin. U'maylo zu hi maylo gedoyla miyoid. V'ein kol chocham zoiche lo. V'hi mala savrom avinu. A person who's an ultimate oyev can never veer from the course of the Torah's commandments. Because if you really love, you want everything to be perfect. I just want to point out again, and I've said this lately in all kinds of contexts, because it's something that is, did you ever have an idea that suddenly gets into your kishkes and motivates you and you keep thinking about it more and more? I have to tell you something very interesting. There's a whole range of Yidin. El Chayidin I'm talking about. A whole range. And there are some Yidin who are a little bit more, and some Yidin who are a little bit less. In Kavon and Davening, in Den Halgas Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, in all kinds of inyon. And one would suggest that the Torah should tailor itself and command those who are of great capacity to do great things, and those who are of lesser capacity, and there are people of lesser capacity. People have infinitely stronger yetzaharas. People who have much less of an ability to respond to the challenges of life, and they succumb. And we would expect that the Ribbono Shel'olam has like a shtickel, you know, a little bit of a light, you know, Torah light. L-I-T-E. A little Torah light for them. You know, listen, you guys, I know there's a world out there, you're very into the world, you're succumbing. No, but you know, just do it. Be Shema Mitzvahs. What Shema Mitzvahs? Keep Shabbos. Taras HaMishpacha. Kashrus. You're okay. And now you read this Rambam. I'm serious. And I have 100 riyas, but we're holding by this Rambam right now. You read this Rambam and you start to scratch your head. This is the most puzzling of all Rambams. The Rambam says like this. If you want to know what is Ava, what level are we talking about? What do we have in mind? Ava Hashem. So I'm going to give you a role model. I'm going to give you a person. So who does the Rambam pick for us? None other than Avraham Avinu. Whoa, that's very heavy. Avraham. And then he goes ahead and he tells us that this is the tremendous madrega of Avraham Avinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he was my oyev. Zera Avraham Klal Yisrael, called the descendants of Avraham Ohavi, who was my beloved, my lover. I would almost use that word. It's a word you can't use because it has these peculiar goyish connotations, but that's what it is, Ohavi. So the question is, so what about us? Ha! What are you talking about? Masai Yagiu Maisai Lamaisai Aboisai. What did the Rebbe Rabbunim say? Yagiu doesn't mean to arrive. You're going to compare yourself to Avraham Avinu? Yagiu means to just touch, to barely, to have some connection. But what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says the most astonishing thing. The Rambam says, Avraham Avinu, he was the one who did it. And then he says, in the next breath, mamish, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us, al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, v'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha. It means the water carrier and the plumber and the electrician and the stockbroker and the street sweeper and the king. It doesn't make any difference who you are or what you do or where you come from or what your background is. Ayid is mechuyev to the madrega of Avas Hashem b'chol levav chuchol nafshu b'chol miyadecha, like Avraham Avinu was. I don't see, there's no other way to read this Rambam. The Rambam says, "Vehi ma'ilas Avraham Avinu shekra Hakadosh Baruch Hu ayavoy." Vehi ha'ma'ila. He even uses the same word. He doesn't say ha'mitzvah. Hamayla, the same thing that he just said a moment ago. Vehi ma'ilas Avraham Avinu shetzivanu ba'akadosh Baruch Hu al yidei Moshe shenema shetzivanu. Tzivanu, you and me, and everyone who's listening, and everyone who's not here. It's an absolutely incredible Rambam. The Rambam in general has this incredible notion that we are able to reach Madregas beyond our wildest dreams if we so desire. There's this incredible confidence. Not just that he says everybody could be like Moshe Rabbeinu and everybody tries to figure out what the Rambam is talking about. Who can be like Moshe Rabbeinu? But the fact of the matter is that we are able to be thoroughly transcendent to our own hasagas. If it was up to me, I would put a tefillah into the siddur, in the Shemona Esrei. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, let me be what I can be. Let me be. Give me the siyata d'shmaya to become the person that I am. To become the person that I am. What's the pshat? Because inside of us there are unbelievable kaychas hanefesh, and the problem is that we are shortchanging ourselves on a daily basis, all the time. And that, by the way, is the source of most chatoyim. Most chatoyim, whether it's Beatles man or whether it's real chatoyim, is because a person doesn't think he belongs to the club of tzaddikim. He doesn't think that what he does matters all that much. He doesn't think that he could be perfect or pure. So this is where I am, and this is what I am, and this is what I like, and this is what I do. And I take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, a little Torah, a little mitzvahs, a little life, a little fun, a little games, and that's the amalgamation of who I am. And that is absolutely not true. Because we don't even know who we are. Because in every madrega that we could reach, if we would try desperately to reach that madrega, we would discover that we are capable of even the next madrega. And that is a fact. It's not, you know, it's not a drasha, it's not a musa shmus. It's a fact. The Rambam says this incredible thing. And now look at the next pasuk, the next Rambam. The next Rambam is beyond our wildest imagination. The Rambam says something, and in fact, I've always asked this very, very important question in the Rambam that everybody has to ask. The Rambam wants to know, now that I've spoken about Ava, you know, Ava, so we want to be like Avraham Avinu. So what does it mean to be like Avraham Avinu? So where was Avraham? What is the measure of this Ava? What kind of Ava are we talking about? Give me an explanation of what this Ava is, in fact. Zok the Rambam, I will tell it to you. I'm not afraid. V'keitzad hi Ava haru'uya, hu sheyeav es Hashem Ava gedola, yiseira, azamiyot. A love which is great, which is extreme, which is extremely powerful. Let's stop here for a second before we read the last line. Now, the Rambam, you know what the Rambam is saying? The Rambam is saying, did you ever see somebody that's lovesick? Apparently the Rambam did, because he described such a person. Did you ever see someone who's lovesick? He says, such a person is in the clouds. Such a person is dreaming all day long. Such a person knows nothing but the object of his love. Kederech choyle ha'ava. Right? That's what the pasuk says. Ki choylas ahava oni. Choyle ahava is nothing.
Chayla Hava can walk into a telephone pole and say, excuse me, because they don't chap that it's not a person. Chayla Hava can cross on the red and there's cars streaming back and forth, and Kam stays alive because his mind is thousands of miles away. He is in the Oilam Yisrael Yainim. Chayla Hava can't function because they're so preoccupied. Their heart is full and their mind is busy. So how can you function? That's the kind of Ava that a person, Yeser al zeh. You hear a Maisa? And that is who Shemoshe Rabbeinu Tziva Amayu Azreis V'omrei V'chol Levavchav V'avtes Hashem Alekech. It's pili, play. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want all of you to be lovesick. Lovesick to a point of total absorption. Total absorption. Vilich V'sena Inzach. I want to know, how do you function? How do you function? This is an amazing thing. You walk around the whole day in a fog. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that every single Jew to reach that level where the whole day is walking around in a fog? Obviously not. So what's the pshat? So let me ask you a question. Person's lovesick. The Kala calls up and she says, you planning to buy me a diamond ring? He says, ha, avad. And he's already melting away on the other end of the phone. He's meshuggah for her. No. She says, you know, the ring that I want, you can't get it in New York. It's just a mushal. Anybody get falls into the hands. It's just a mushal, to make my point. He says, really? She says, no. They have, you know, but this thing is the blue, white, the oifen, nifla, you can only get it in Belgium. You gotta go to Belgium. You gotta chap it a race before it's sold somewhere in Abu Dhabi. Belgium? She says, yeah. But I found out that there's one in particular, you have to go right now. You have to go right now. No, so a person who's not lovesick says, hangs, okay, he says, I hear what you say, hangs up the phone, turns to his father or his mother, she says, ganzen frischen Sugar. It's a great point. So what should I do? So the mother says, you go to 42nd Street and you get a diamond. I have a cousin. That's a cousin. And that's it. But as Meshuggah Fahir, tight Meshuggah, he calls up his travel agent. He says, can you get me on a plane? He says, when? He says, in an hour. In an hour to Brussels? To Antwerp? To Antwerp. An hour to Antwerp? I can't get you in an hour to Antwerp. Well, you have to travel. So he calls up 5 minutes later. He says, I can get your ticket, but it costs $2,000. Get it! And then he has to maneuver to get the taxi and the this and that. Let me ask you a question. And then he goes to Brussels and he has to get to the place. It's about to close. He runs and everything. He maneuvers and manipulates. During all that time, is he thinking about her? Not a second. What do I mean, thinking about her? Avada, she's in the background all the time. But he's trying to figure out how to outmaneuver the system to get what he wants, and he works on it in a very deliberate way, much harder than anybody that works on a job. And with a tremendous consistency and with a total concentration, that's the shot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells a person to daven. He calls up and he says, I'd like you to daven to me. V'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem. V'lo'avdei b'chol levavchem. B'chol levavchem, Hashem says. I want your whole heart. The person gets up and he says, oh, Rebbeinu Shlom wants me to daven. I love the Rebbeinu Shlom so much. I want to do this 100%. I want to do it exact. What does it take to do this exact? Kavana. So when you think Refa'enu, you think Refua. And when you think Baruch Aleinu, you think Bracha. And you think it, and you think it, and you think it, and you don't let any other Machshava come into your head. But when you're thinking Refua, you're thinking Refua. You're not thinking the Ribbono Shel Olam blind. Why? Because that's what the Eibishter wants. And the same thing in all the mitzvahs. A person, the Rambam said, I'll give you the best example, because it's such a perfect example. The Rambam that I always mention at the end of Hilchas Schiras. So what does the Rambam say? That a person who's a poet, who's working for someone, and he gets wages, and he's responsible to work a full day from 9 to 5 with a half an hour lunch break, right? Yes? So what is that poel supposed to do? So the Rambam says two things. First of all, he cannot fritter away even a minute. Every minute is precious. He has to work for the boss. Which boss am I talking about? I'm not talking about all for the boss. I'm talking about the Chaim Yankel who's sitting in the office over there. His boss. He's mechuyev not to waste a minute. Then the Rambam says he's supposed to work b'chol koicho, with every fiber of his being, with total concentration, with all his mental faculties. Alvai, you should find such a worker somewhere. The Rambam says that is de rigur, that is the halacha psuka, that is the aleph beis of the halacha, not the kufrei shin tof of the halacha. It isn't midas chasidus, it's not lifnei mishuras hadin, this is the halacha. Now a person is not an oyev es Hashem. He said the halacha. Listen, we're only human, but halacha, shema halacha, de halacha. Listen, the boss is a bum. he's a ganav. He steals from the government. He steals from people. He steals from me. I'm chayiv to work for him. I'm a chol kayachim. A personal, or the boss is only a human being. I'm a chayiv to make myself into. He's a nice guy, but I'm a chayiv to make myself into an eved k'nani for him. Every minute. Ishkafalach. And those guys who are working in those other cubicles, they're working every minute. They also get paid the same as I do. V'chaheina.
What if a person's in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
I'm serious. A person's madly in love with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam, what do you want from me? I want you to work b'chol kaychem. He doesn't want us to go to Brussels or to Amsterdam or to Antwerp. He just wants us to work the whole country, maybe a lot harder. He wants us to work without wasting time, without being frittering away the time, being frivolous with our boss's time. So he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, whatever you want, because I want to do this right. I want to do this for you. And I want to do it exactly as you said. And you put in a job, b'chol koicha. What is that job going to entail? Whatever your responsibility is. And what does b'chol koicha mean? With all of your faculties and all your capacities. So what will you be doing? So if you're an engineer, and you're a civil engineer, and you have to go run around examining bridges, so you put your total focus on the bridge, not on the Ribbono Shel Olam, because your job is to do the bridges. But that is b'chol koicha, because Hashem wants it. And that's our Hashem. And that's what it means, kichayla sa'ava. When the kala wants you to go to Antwerp to get her that blue-white diamond, you go ahead and you get yourself on a plane right then and there. And anybody else who's looking at you says, you are frish mishuga. What do you need all of this for? That's it. That's the Rambam. And then the Rambam says at the end, v'chol shir shish. Look at the land. The entire Shir Hashirim is a mashal for Avas Hashem. You know very well that the Rishonim took two different approaches, two separate approaches, which are not necessarily a stira, because Mishalim can work on many levels. What is Shir Hashirim? The relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and it's the history of Klal Yisrael, like Rashi, for example? Or is it Reb Yisrael? Hashem with each and every one of us as a yochid. That's the Rambam. Kol shir ashir moshul hu linyan zeh. Ki choylas ava ani. I am lovesick. I can't even imagine failing you. I can't even imagine not doing your bidding. It would be my biggest pleasure is not even the right word. I am so taken, I'm so absorbed that if I don't do it, I'll plus. That's a madrega, but that's the madrega that Rambam says, which is Ivanu Moshe Rabbeinu for haftei Hashem Elokecha. And since you don't always know what that level is, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a sefer called Shir Hashirim Kodesh Kadoshim, and that sefer describes b'derech moshel what we're talking about. Now we understand. The world is a fractured world. Where is it headed? What is going to be the tachlis eventually, soif kol soif, the ita achishena, whatever it is, it's going to happen. The answer is the whole world will relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam and this madrega. And that's L'cha Dumiya, the Shir HaShirim remains a silent song. Because there's rare the person that's able to fulfill that Madrega. But La'asid Lov will be L'cha Yeshulam Neder. And now I want to take it just to the next step. The first four letters, the first four psukim, the initial letters in Shir HaShirim make up the word Yeshulam. What does Yeshulam mean? Yeshulam means will become complete, will be fulfilled. The ultimate expression of the Shir HaShirim needs La'asid Lovo to make it happen. But how is it going to happen? You think everybody's going to sit around pining and being lovesick? No. It means that all of the things that are mentioned in Sefer Mishle, of the tzaddik, and the person who's the chacham, and the person who's the oved, all of them will be fulfilled ala tzara yosef. The Shir HaShirim is describing the emotion, Mishle is describing the mahalach, the consequences of that emotion. And that's why Mishle and Shir HaShirim are two sides really of the same coin. And both of them have to have that La'asid Lovo time, if you want the mega expression of it in the entire world. Shemeat Filo Adecha Kol Basa Yavo. What's until then? Until then, Shir HaShirim remains a Dumiya, except for people like us. We try to make that Shir HaShirim resonate even here and now. That's the Avodah. Kol Shir HaShirim Moshel Hu L'Inyan Zeh. Very fascinating. It's a nice way to conclude. The Rambam wrote 10 trokim in Hilchos Teshuvah. Ki yadua, after the Rambam wrote this, it became the minhag in many places, Betutzas Yisrael, to learn one perek each day of Aseres Yimei Teshuvah. Turns out, of course, that the 10th perek was what?
Teshuvah.
What day of the 10 days?
Yom Kippur.
So if it is Yom Kippur, it's a remarkable thing that Dafgan Yom Kippur, that day, we bring ourselves close to Ribon Shlom in that Midas Ha'ava that the Rambam describes. It's a very beautiful thing. And Kol Shir HaShirim Moshel Hu L'Inyan Zeh. By the way, you come out of Mitzrayim and you have that law. It's an amazing thing because L'maisa, that's Shir HaShirim. The question is, how long does it last? I just want to point out something interesting to you, and it's kedai to close. Person gets... You know, we're from people, so we're not talking about somebody that met somebody in the library, in the subway. But however it is, there's that emotion, the pheromones, the biology is also helping along, and the colors, they are shame, and you're very taken. And the whole day you're thinking about it. 50 years later, the same? Not the same. Better or worse? Let me tell you something. It's 1,000 times better. Except you have to chat that it's better. You know why it's better? Because there's nothing more intimate than becoming yourself. Ishtoi kagufa. There's nothing more than sharing a life together. That kind of feeling that you have as a youngster, that's not the ahava that the Rambam is talking about, Rabbi Yisrael. Even though Chaylas Ava is the marshal, but Chaylas Ava that comes later is our foot hurts. You know what I'm talking about, our foot hurts? The great tzaddik of Yerushalayim. What was his name?
No.
Rabbi Levine walked in with his wife to the doctor. She had a chves flabitis or something, Nebuch. And he asked, the doctor says, "No, Mrs. Levine, Rebbetzin Levine, what's the problem? What's to Teichvei?" And he answered, "Our foot hurts." You understand? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach fixes himself up because he's going to the Shechin. What are you talking about, Dargis, that a youngster doesn't b'chlal have any hassle? About it, right now you're listening, you give your life to this girl, she says, "Oh, I..." But this is all, it's not puppy love, it's more than that. But it's just a discovery love. It's not the love of a life lived together, Rabbi said. There's no comparison. And let me ask you something. A person strives for the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Madrega of Ava, and it grows and grows, and years and decades go by, you think it gets less? That intimacy is going to produce more familiarity, and familiarity will be contempt. It becomes deeper and more profound. And it becomes to such an extent that you naturally, instinctively, do all the things that needed that compulsion of Ava that you started out with. An amazing thing. It's exactly like marriage. The Baruch Hashem should give us the zechus to be able to march along that path. Isn't the hate that Rabbi said? That be as goyel tzedek v'meheira v'yameinu.